Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. You're about to hear the twosome that has Foursome be one of YouTube Premium's most popular series. They do it all, create and generate. Selena Warren and Marissa Reed join me next. Also ahead, HM Television's latest projects, our classic trivia question, and where's Walmart in this expanding TV universe? Get ready for a big interactive answer. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker, and presented on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised, brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details coming right up. Happy to have you with us on this October 15th, Eyes of October to Some. And we welcome you to the program All About Television. Hope your week is starting off great. Want to give a shout-out to the folks who are assembled here in the Big Apple for Diversity Week. That's the annual week celebrating diversity in the television industry and have it make it even more and have it happen even more. They're over at the Marriott Marquis Hotel. Women in Cable's got their 2-day conference underway as we speak. NAMIC, the Cable Industry Diversity Association, comes in on Tuesday. We also have the 35th anniversary of the Walter Cates Foundation dinner Wednesday night, and Digital Diversity Network has an evening event on Thursday. So a lot of activity, plus NAB Show New York. And also happening as we speak, MidCom 2018, the annual International Pointing Festival in Cannes. We have a news note happening, and we'll give it to you shortly in a couple of moments. We have some wonderful guests coming your way in the hour ahead, and we invite you, as always, to be part of the program. It's very simple. Pick up the phone, dial in with this number, 646-652-2906. That's 656-652-2906, 646-652-2906, excuse me. The number's good anyway. You're catching us across the country, around the world, here on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. We have a chat room going. It's SimonApple04 by name. You will find it at our homepage. It's blogtalkradio.com/televised, and it's waiting right for you. And while the program is on the air, you can connect to us by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talker speaker screen, follow the instructions, other people can be live with you. 63 degrees at the top of this hour, and our guest from Foursome on YouTube Premium will join me from Los Angeles after these news notes. Atrium Television, the scripted series consortium venture unveiled last year, surfaced this morning at the start of MIPCOM 2018 in Cannes. For starters, Joseph Fiennes will portray Cyrano de Bergerac in what's believed to be the first series or miniseries based on the celebrated literary hero with a notable nose. Fiennes will co-produce this series as well. Another Atrium effort in play is Silo, a San Francisco-based Future Times drama produced by Michael Douglas. Rael Tucker, currently executive producer of Sacred Lies on Facebook Watch, will be involved as co-producer. Under Atrium's structure, one network in each country co-funds and distributes what gets produced. So far, there is no U.S. player involved. Televisa will carry Atrium's content in Mexico, with Orange, the French exhibitor. Some quickies. The CW's return to Sundays last night averaged 1.5 million viewers for both attractions, the series, the season debut of Supergirl and the revival of Charmed. Another premiere, Alec Baldwin's ABC Talk Hour, ended up the least watched program of the night, according to early Nielsen data. Former NBC News anchor person Ann Curry will host and executive produce MD Live, the 2-hour medical undertaking that TNT will launch early 2019. She currently hosts Will Meet Again on PBS. And CBS's ongoing relationship with author James Patterson of Zoo fame continues, developing a series from his recently published novel, Texas Ranger. No relation to Walker, Texas Ranger. And that is news notes for today. And now joining us live from Los Angeles are the dynamic duo behind one of the most popular shows on YouTube Premium, available on most smart TV sets and devices. We're talking Foursome, and when we're talking twosome, it is Selena Warren and Marissa Reed. Hi, Selena and Marissa. Welcome in.
Hi, thank you. We're so excited to be here.
And we are delighted to have you. Congratulations on the start of season 4 coming up next week. And Selena, we'll start with you. Could you believe that 4 seasons later you're still going strong?
No, we can't. It's just a testament to the people we work with and the cast.
This is a show that originally YouTube Premium did not publicize compared to some of the other programs it's been producing in its life. But Marissa, this is one that it seems the audience gets bigger and bigger and bigger every season. Why do you think that is? What is it about what both of you are doing that's catching on with the audience?
Well, we have a really strong love, will they, won't they storyline between two of our main characters. So we have a lot of Jandy fans out there that I think keep tuning in to see if they're finally going to have sex.
So, Lena, take us through how the two of you got this program on the air. When did you start creating it, and how did you get it on YouTube?
Well, Brian Robbins, who was the president of Awesomeness TV at the time, wanted to do a teenage Sex in the City. So Marissa and I pitched our version of that, which ended up being foursome, against 15 other people, and we ended up getting to be the showrunners and creators of the show, and that's how it all started.
It's Ellie. Brian Roberts recently left Awesomeness TV, and now he is the head of Nickelodeon and off to the races with the deal with Kevin Hart that he just signed back last week.
Yeah. He was the best first boss we could have ever asked for, and now that he's back in the Viacom family and Awesomeness is now with Viacom, it's like perfect full circle.
Marissa, what was the most important thing that both of you wanted to do with this series? And how did Sex in the City influence you in terms of the not just developing the characters, but the kind of style you wanted for your plots?
Yeah, most important to us was really pulling from the types of high school shows that we loved growing up on. So things like Saved by the Bell. But we wanted the tone to be more similar to Sex in the City. So the way that the kids get in trouble, we didn't really want to tell or teach lessons the way that they do in Saved by the Bell. So our show, if somebody gets drunk, the consequence is a realistic high school consequence, like waking up with a hangover.
Mm-hmm. A number of years ago, we had Peter Engel, who was the executive producer of Saved by the Bell. And it was interesting to hear him talk about how this show, which also started very quietly, in fact, it was a Disney Channel series before it was an NBC series, how, again, the characters sort of gelled, and he was able to have that unit of teenagers together, led by Mark Paul Gosselaar, to finally really take the show over and take it to the big level it did. Serena, with this series, talk about the kind of characters you have and how they interplay with each other. And how did you see the chemistry immediately, or is it taking some time to happen?
So luckily on the show, which is called Foursome, it's based on four best friends. We've had like three different versions of the main foursome. And in this season, we are having two new characters come into the foursome, creating the OG foursome. It was the foursome before all the other foursomes. And luckily, the types of characters we created were, you know, people we've never seen on the show before, and they just happen to click really well with Jen and Rick, who have been the two members of the foursome that have been there since season one. So we wanted to create characters who all had that archetype of the Sex and the City. Everyone can relate to one of the four Sex and the City characters, whether you're like a little more sexual or you're the Charlotte and you're a little more demure. So all of our characters kind of have staples from those original characters.
You are hearing the twosome that makes Foursome happen, and the fourth season of Foursome begins next week. I believe it's October 24th. That's next Wednesday on YouTube, pre-available on most smart TV sets and smart TV devices. The same folks that give you such shows as Cobra Kai, big hit earlier this year. Our twosome, of course, is Delina Lauren and Marissa Reed. They both join us live from Los Angeles this half hour. On Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Simon F. Bradley with you live from New York. Delighted to have you with us. 63 degrees at the top of the hour. We're coming your way at the start of Diversity Week, the major week dealing with diversity in the TV industry, happening at the Marriott Marquis Hotel here in Nueva York, in Midtown Manhattan near Times Square. And also, MIPCOM 2018, the Fall International Clothing Fair, taking place in Cannes, France. If you have a question or comment for our guest, give us that ring, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Friday, we'll be coming your way 1 hour later than normal, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. That's 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. So take advantage of that time. And joining us will be the person that gave us My Name is Earl on NBC, then Raising Hope on Fox. Now he's involved with season two of The Guest Book on TBS, which premieres a week from tomorrow. Gray Garcia will be one of our major guests Friday. That's 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, right here on Tomorrow We Televise. Marissa, when you put this show together with Selena, did you think you were going to do less than you're doing now or more than you were doing now in terms of producing, writing, directing, everything involved with the show?
When we got started, you know, this was, we were 24 years old. This was really our first professional writing job. So we were really in over our head. We didn't even know what to expect. We went from, well, me personally, I had never even been inside of a writing room to then show running. And show running is definitely a lot to handle. So I would say it was more than I had anticipated. But the payoff was more as well.
Selena, how did the two of you meet?
We met at college. We went to American Musical Dramatic Academy, and college is in quotations because it's basically tap dancing school, and I was Marissa's RA.
Where is that school? Where is that school? And then what kind of a curriculum? It's a very unique curriculum.
Yeah, it's a musical theater conservatory, so it was a two-year program where basically you studied how to, you know, sing songs and ballet dance. And it's right across the street from Capitol Records here in Los Angeles. And it was, it made us grow up super fast, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, do both of you co-star in Foursome as well as write and produce?
Yeah, we co-star. Yeah, we play a pretty small part in the first two seasons. We're the stoner lesbians, and we sell the kids drugs. We want to be actresses, first and foremost. That's why we started writing, to put ourselves in our own productions, and this was our first one that they said yes, kind of.
So, Marissa, how do you juggle all the different responsibilities both of you have in making this show? You're writing, producing, you're planning, you're directing. Oh, yeah, and yes, you're co-starring. So, like, how do you balance, it's like, as Edward Albee would say, a delicate balance?
Well, luckily for us, we have each other, and that's a huge help, because if we need to be torn, one of us can work on something and the other can work on a different task. But the main thing that we do is prepare as much as possible ahead of time and really map out when we need to get things done so we don't go behind schedule.
Guest 167 has just joined our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name, over at blogtalkradio.com/televisor homepage. So thanks for coming in. You have a question or comment, put it in the room, or give us a call, 646-652-2906. Again, the numbers get anywhere. You're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio and Speaker. Selena, what's the most interesting plot that you've had your characters deal with?
So, you know, our show basically deals with a lot of sexual comedy. That is the goal for us, just to make people laugh and talk about sexual things in ways that, you know, we don't see other teenage shows do. And my favorite, and I think the most interesting, the second season, we did an episode called Synced Up, where all the characters got their periods at the same time and had to do a lyric from an NSYNC song, which is my favorite pop group, into the camera. And even though our audience is very Gen Z and probably half of them barely know NSYNC, it was a huge success and is still one of my favorite episodes.
Mm-hmm. Marissa, how about you?
I'm really excited about a storyline we actually have coming out this season. It's called Foursome Has a Foursome. And it basically is the foursome have a sleepover at their childhood treehouse and are unable to keep their hands off each other. And it's shot in a really fun, goofy way. And I'm super excited for everyone to see it and see the response.
Selena, since both of you have a musical theater background from your studies, how much do you incorporate musical numbers in your show?
This was the first season we actually did anything musical. It's really hardcore to do, obviously, a musical number. You have to have a ton of time, and our show moves double, I would say probably even quadruple, the pace of a regular show. So we don't really have time to have the cast learn a song, make the original music, et cetera. But this season, we created our own show within the show, and we created a theme song for that show, and that was really fun to see the cast like get into.
Mm-hmm. And Marissa, where did you find the cast? Did you do auditions? Did you both of you seek out people you knew that you thought could portray the characters quite well?
Yeah, it's actually a combination of both of those things. We have a casting director, Cheryl Levine, who brings in actors that read and audition for us, but we also bring in several of our friends. A lot of the guest stars are people we've worked with in the comedy community. And we also have some really fun guest stars like Carl Shaughnessy this season, Betsy Randall, a lot of people from 90s sitcoms are making an appearance this season. And obviously, as you know, half of our cast are social media influencers as well. So we also
Marissa, how much of Foursome is based on experiences either of you have gone through?
I would say a lot of it is an exaggerated version of experiences we've gone through. We normally start the writing room talking about our most embarrassing high school experiences. Jen, the main character, Andy, who's played by Jen, the main character, she's blocked by her brother. I personally grew up with three brothers, so that kind of inspired that storyline. So while it's not exactly the way that our high school experience was, it's definitely inspired by it.
Selena, do you or Marissa ever second-guess yourself in terms of thinking about a topic or a plot line that you would like to do, and then you end up not doing it because of second-guessing or because, nope, don't think the audience is going to get this, or maybe we're too exaggerated or it's too sensitive to handle?
No, we are very up our own butts. We think everything we write is super funny. We have the opposite problem. We have our producers tell us, like, you guys are pretty inappropriate, or people are not going to understand that. For the most part, they really let us do what we want, but there's been a couple times, like, there's been a birth control episode we've pitched or a couple things like that, but like, some things just maybe aren't super funny and shouldn't be made fun of, so we just tend to listen to the people around us that are trying to kind of settle us down, because for the most part, they really do. Like we said, we did an InSync episode. Our audience has no idea who that is. Like, they really let us do what we want.
Marissa, as I mentioned near the top of today's episode, we're now in Diversity Week, which is the annual week where here in New York, diversity is celebrated among women, among people of color, and try to come up with more ways or better ways or expanded ways to bring more diversity to television, whether it's on broadcast, on cable, or through services like YouTube that are presented on smart TV sets and smart devices. How diverse is your cast and crew, and in particular with women?
Yeah, inclusion was extremely important to us and always has been, but this year especially, we made it a mission to hire as many people of color and women as possible. Our writing room was actually over 70% female, above and below the line of our crew. We're over 50% female. We had 50% diversity and women as directors. So we really tried to do our part this season in including everyone.
You are hearing Selena Warren and Marissa Reed. They are the co-creators, co-stars, co-producers, co-directors, co-everything of Foursome. It's a popular series on YouTube Premium that next Wednesday, October 24th, we begin its fourth season there. If you have a smart TV set or smart TV device, chances are you do have YouTube somewhere for you to catch. Our guests are joining us live from Los Angeles this half hour on Tomorrow We Televise. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York, where it's 62 degrees atop the hour. Diversity Week 2018 already happening at the American Marquee, runs till Thursday. And we also have MIPCOM, the International Fall Farming Fair, taking place in Cannes, France. We had a news note from there earlier in the show, and we'll have more details, by the way, about MIPCOM and developments, any developments happening there that affect U.S. television. We'll have them throughout the week on my Facebook page and on my Twitter handle. UBC Simon TWBT. That's the UBC Simon TWBT. So for the latest MIPCOM news impacting U.S. television, check out my Twitter page, and we'll have that for you as soon as we get it. A week from Wednesday on Tomorrow We Televise. Yes, next Wednesday, next week, we'll be with you three times, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, all at our 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific hour. And we're very excited about who we've got coming up next Wednesday, because joining us will be the former co-star of Law & Order Special Victims Unit, you know from playing the coroner for many, many years, Tamara Tooney, also a wonderful New York stage actress, just did a BET movie that was on last weekend called Her Only Choice, dealing with cancer. And we'll have Tamara live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, home of the Steelers. That's Tamara Tooney from Law & Order Special Victims Unit, which just started its 20th year on the air. It is now tied for the longest-running primetime series in terms of seasons, 20 along with Gunsmoke and the mothership, Law & Order. And Tamara will be with us next Wednesday, live, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here, exclusively on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Serena, where do you and your colleague want to take the characters this year? What new directions do you want to move the plotting in the episodes?
Well, we really wanted to show for the first time what happens to Jandy now that they're together. Like, the will they, won't they has been three seasons, and now that they're together, what does that mean? That was a huge thing we focused on. Not to mention, we have an original foursome. This is the foursome before all the other foursomes started, and we really wanted to focus on nostalgia because it was the OG foursome. So this season is very 80s, very Amblin, and most of it takes place in things like a treehouse that make you focus on your childhood.
So, Marissa, is there like, since you mentioned, you're kind of mentioned Amblin, like scenes from E.T., the Goonies, any other, Steven Spielberg films?
Exactly. We really drew inspiration from a lot of the Amblin films. We have interludes with the cast riding their bikes from one scene to the next scene. We do a little spoof of E.T., and the wardrobe is really inspired by that time as well.
Mm-hmm. Serena, do your audience come up with any plots? Do they recommend, like, I'd like this character to try this, or I'd like this other character to go off in a certain direction? Do you ever, either of you, ever pick up ideas from the audience and decide to turn them into episodes?
Our audience is super involved and comment on all of our personal Instagrams and social media, so we're constantly listening to what they want. Most of it's been about Jandy wanting to see them together, so we definitely think that they are going to be happy this season. We've had a couple fans even write some fan fiction, which has been super amazing. We haven't yet written an episode based off of a fan suggestion, but for the most part, like more, Josh without his shirt on, stuff like that. We hear you, and we're hoping that you are going to be super pleased this season.
Mm-hmm. By the same token, Marissa, do you ever get, either through social media or email or other means, people who see the show or see an episode and say, thank you for making fun of this or that character or plot, or thank you for showcasing in a humorous or dramatic or dramedy way this topic because it happened to me?
Yeah, it's normally our fans are relating to characters and, like, embarrassing situations that our characters have been in as opposed to actual plot points. But it's funny, our fans mostly relate to the really comedic characters, and I think the two new characters that we're bringing in this season, a lot of people will relate to. Obviously, it's a exaggerated version, but we're really excited to introduce them.
And who are those two new characters and who plays them?
We have Dakota is finally in a relationship this season. So Jesse Lee is playing his boyfriend, Ruben. We have James Morosini, who is playing Andy's cousin. His name is Hugh. And lastly, we have Sarah Gilman, who plays Wynn, a friend from Andy's childhood who rejoins the foursome.
Mm-hmm. And Serena, what kind of support does YouTube give you? Do they give you notes? Do they like sort of leave both of you alone to do the kind of show you want to do?
They really let us do, like we said, whatever we want. They do give us notes on all of the episodes and make sure that the story is tracking and that it remains somewhat grounded. But they are the best partners we could have ever asked for. They're super encouraging. When we said we wanted to direct last season, they jumped on board, and they even let us direct the season, which episode. They've been nothing but incredibly encouraging partners.
Now that you're the longest running show, this is for both of you, on YouTube Premium, how long do you want to keep doing foursome? Do you see already an end point for your characters? Do you have a sense of how many seasons you want to take the program? How long do you see foursome running?
We want to keep foursome running as long as people want to keep watching it. It's hard to keep a high school show going because obviously at some point everyone has to graduate. And this season actually takes place the summer before people are going off to school. So we're really interested to see how long it keeps going ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of career in television do both of you see yourselves doing? Do you see yourselves staying as a team? Do you want to do more shows for YouTube Premium or the places? Do you see forming your own production company to make it happen? Well, where do you see your TV career is going from here?
The ultimate goal is to be able to act in something that we have created, and eventually, once it's stable, get to direct it, get to, you know, show run it. Acting is first for us, and we create a lot of shows. We actually have a show with Awesomeness TV that is geared for us to act in that we are developing currently and are going to take out. We have other shows, places. We have a couple features that we've that we're geared to go out with. So we're constantly creating things for ourselves to be in. And as for always being a team, she's my best friend in the entire world, but we'll remain a team as long as we can and just take turns if certain projects make sense for one of us to be in and maybe one of us to direct. But we would love to form a production company where we can make all of this happen.
And as far as working with YouTube Premium, we would work with them 100 times over again. We love working with them, so we hope that our paths cross again.
Season 4 of Foursome, the longest-running show in the existence of YouTube Premium, kicks off on October 24th. That is a week from Wednesday, and it's available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. For more details about the program online, here's where you go, www.youtube.com/premium. That's www.youtube.com/premium, or youtube.com/red. It used to be known as YouTube Red before YouTube Premium, and I believe in some places you can still do youtube.com/red, and you'll get the information about the show. Selena Warren, Marissa Reed, thank you so much for coming on. Congratulations on the run you've had so far. All the very best with season 4 and more seasons to come. And let us know about the other show you're doing with Awesomeness TV. If that comes on, we'd love to have you back. You have an open invite.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Selena and Marissa. Take care. Enjoy the week.
All right, you too. Bye.
Take care. Selena Warren and Melissa Reed joining us live from Los Angeles. Our Crappy Trivia question comes your way, but first, some fine words from the people at Audible.com. This Friday, the Academy Award-nominated actress Carey Mulligan has her latest film come out. Had a chance at Women in Cable's luncheon earlier this afternoon to see the trailer from it. It's called Wildfire, also Straight Gyllenhaal. And there's a lot of talk that Ms. Mulligan may be up for another Academy Award nomination, and she could be a frontrunner this time around. And if you want to check out what Mulligan's been up to on the stage, you can, thanks to an original Audible Theater production called Girls and Boys by Dennis Kelly, which she did over in London on the West End Way. How do you do that? You go to audibletrial.com/televised and have that be your free audiobook for a one-month trial. Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have more than 180,000 titles to choose from, including original audio productions like Girls and Boys with Carey Mulligan, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, or iHeartRadio. Just sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. You get one free audiobook, 1 month trial of the service, and great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com. What are you waiting for? There's nothing to lose and everything sound-wise to gain. You'll hear for yourself why Audible.com can transform the way you hear the world. So that free audiobook and 1 month trial, just go to audibletrial.com/televised and let Audible.com do all the rest. Now it's time for our Classic Trivia Question of the Week. The question we introduced a week ago, we're going to keep it in play. And you have the first correct answer. You will win the CD of the new season of Louder Girl from AT&T's Audience Network, another CD, Season of Oz, Love My Pet Bill from Nat Geo Wild, and the 60 CD set of John Edwards Developing Your Own Psychic Powers. Here's the question. Name the New York City neighborhood where Blue Blood's family, led by Tom Selleck, gathers every episode for dinner. Name the New York City neighborhood where Blue Blood's family, led by Tom Selleck, meets every episode for dinner. If you know the answer, email me, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. That's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and your full mailing address so that if you win, we can get the prize out to you as soon as possible. If you just missed a question a moment ago, I'll post it tomorrow on Facebook and on Twitter at UBCSimonTWBT. That's UBCSimonTWBT. Let's have a winner this week, shall we? But remember, in order to win, you got to be in. So play in. Give it a go, and all the very best. You are listening to Marvy Televised. We are the promo about the tube, normally with you Mondays and Fridays, speaking East New Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Don't forget, our next episode live is Friday, 1 hour later than normal, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and our guest will include Greg Garcia, the creator of such shows as My Name is Earl on NBC and Fox's Raising Hope. Now he's got The Guest Book, which has its second season a week from tomorrow. Greg Garcia will be with us live. That's 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, special time for our next Monday episode of Tomorrow We Televise. When we come back, Walmart is making some big moves in television that you should know about because they may impact you sooner than later, and I'll explain why. And we have more of our up segment on that listener who has some things to say about Mark Berman's talk about Law & Order SVU being the longest-running drama in television history. He challenged it, and we did some research on it, and we will give you the results. All that after we pause, after the bottom of the hour, for web identification. This is the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio and www.spreaker.com. More than 30 million listeners combined around the world every month and growing. And on BTR, check out Kings in the Morning, Jay King and crew. They got some great talk, music, other things for you every weekday morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, only on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. And don't forget, Best of BTR is always available 24/7. At YouTube.com. Looky there. Welcome back to the second half of Tomorrow We Televise on this Monday afternoon, Ides of October, October 15th, the rest of us. Sally Applebaum here with you live from New York, where Diversity Week 2018 is underway at the Mary Marquis Hotel in Midtown Manhattan near Times Square. Women in Cable has their two-day conference happening as we speak. NAMIC, the TV Industry Diversity Association, starts its two-day affair at the Marquis tomorrow. We have the annual Walter Cates Dinner hitting number 35 Wednesday night, and Digital Diversity Network has an event elsewhere in Manhattan on Thursday night. A lot of great effort to help foster more diversity in the television universe. And don't forget, we have MIPCOM 2018 already underway for quite a while now. In Cannes, France, continuing for the rest of the week. And don't forget, we will have on Facebook or Twitter, we'll have updates on shows that are being pitched in MIPCOM that will find a home on U.S. television. So stay tuned throughout the week on my Twitter hashtag at UBCSimonTWBT, and we'll be on Facebook, too, for all the latest MIPCOM details throughout the week. For the last few weeks, we have been suggesting, and other people have too, that Walmart, the nation's largest retailer, was going to make a big play into television. Originally, the report suggested it was going to be a Netflix-like service available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. Well, Walmart may have done better than that through not one, but two moves. The first move, which did get some play, was that they were going to use their Vudu video on demand service, already available on smart TV sets and devices, depending on which sets and device models you have. They're going to use that to carry original programming for the first time, starting with work produced especially for Vudu by MGM, and starting with a TV adaptation of the popular movie Mr. Mom that starred Terry Garr and Michael Keaton, with more to come. They'll also be going to other suppliers for original programming. But the second move that was made, while it did not get a lot of attention from a lot of places, may be, probably is, the more important and more influential, because Walmart, from what we hear, is making a $250 million, that's million-dollar investment in Echo, E-K-O. It's a venture we've talked about before. It's an interactive programming service currently available on the web, which has original programming produced for the site where at various points in the programming, you actually can choose which way the programming goes. And voila, seamlessly, you get that direction, including a version of the MGM popular movie of the 80s, War Games. Remember the movie with Ally Sheedy and Matthew Broderick? Yes, that movie is now a TV series available only on Echo. Well, Walmart last week engaged themselves directly in Echo by taking an equity stake in the venture to the tune of $250 million and to create a special venture within Echo specifically for Walmart to come up with content. It is fueling the fire that Walmart was going to try to get Echo on smart TV sets and smart TV devices, same as Vudu. And don't forget that among the other investors of Echo are MGM, Samsung, which has 30 million smart TV sets already in play, as well as some venture capital firms. Now, why is what Walmart is doing with Echo so important? That's the first one, because they are chomping at the bit to do interactive television. And if you saw the press release on this, they suggested that they're not only going to use Echo to create original content, some of which may be of an advertising nature, Some of it may refer to some of the merchandise they have, but also the opportunity to impact how you buy various products from Walmart and maybe the ordering of the products as well to your home. The other big thing about Walmart is, and we've said this quite a while, that they have tried original product before. Several years ago, they actually bankrolled the series and sponsored the series of made-for-TV movies on NBC, all pilots for proposed family-friendly series, and they would have the series, for the movie would be presented on a Friday night, and then Saturday morning, voila, there was a CD or DVD in your nearby Walmart location. The big thing to think about here is that Walmart is an organization that has a distinct audience and a very rabid audience, a rabid fan base. And they may be the unsung majority or the unsung audience that can get interactive television off the ground. And Walmart is one of the first players, along with Netflix, along with Legendary, which launched the science fiction series Overdux on its Project Alpha site, another interactive service that may become smart TV sets and devices, all have been putting together these ventures around the same time. Because they see the smart TV population and the smart device population reaching critical mass. And don't forget, a fast-growing number of these sets and devices now have artificial intelligence-fueled voice Google Assistant, Siri, Bixby in the case of Samsung sets, Cortana from Microsoft, who is working with Walmart on their Voodoo service and will probably work with them on Echo as well. So it stands to principle that Walmart sees the dawn of the interactive content, merchandising, advertising era, and they want to be a big player off the bat. And trust me, with the loyalty they've built with their audience, in retail, on location, on the web, that they have a crowd that they believe is not attuned to what Netflix or Hulu or Amazon or other such services are doing. They think that they can break an interactive market wide open if they get involved with a service like Echo. And that's why this development is super important. We may be about to cross the Rubicon, ladies and gentlemen, because of artificial intelligence and how we use it into this era of interactive content, marketing, advertising, and merchandising. And because we have critical mass with smart sets and devices, we may jump into this era sooner than we all think. And this is yet another reason why press has to talk this up, why TV industry conferences have to talk this up. And to Women in Cable's credit, they did a terrific two-person panel, and the former NPR producers worked with an artificial intelligence system to talk about AI. And I raised the question, incidentally, about interactive television. And the Comcast VP, who works on a voice-powered remote control, which is doing quite well, and we hope to have this person, we're trying to get this person on the show, on our program in a few weeks, that they do see the idea of hands-free or just use your voice to control the TV set, how you watch and use it. And she has become a believer in interactive TV. And a lot of big questions were asked about how does it impact privacy? How good are these systems? What can these artificial intelligence features not do? Is there going to be regulation of artificial intelligence on smart TV sets and devices? All sensational questions raised by the audience at this two-person panel. So congratulations to Women in Cable for making that panel happen. This is what we need to see at every TV industry conference. This is what we need to see presented on CNBC, on Bloomberg, on CNN, on Fox News and Fox Business Network, on MSNBC, on other news channels, and on websites like Recode, RecodeNews.com, TechCrunch, Engadget, Gizmondo, etc., that for the most part are not covering the smart TV set and device world. Said this before, program before. The American public is rising up to smart TV sets and devices. That's why it's a critical mass. That's why usage is skyrocketing. And why, despite the lack of press coverage, they are getting wise to what they can do with those television sets and those devices like Amazon Fire and Google Chromecast and Apple TV. and Roku and TouchNet Wave and NVIDIA Shield, etc. We need to see the press catch up. We need to see television industry conferences catch up. Because the American public is raising the bar. They're out in front. And it's very clear they want to use these devices. And Walmart gets it. Netflix gets it. Legendary gets it. Other people that we will soon know about, I believe, also get it. And the sooner that we have more support from the press to learn what these sets and devices can and can't do, the issues involved, and how more featurey these sets and devices are going to get, the better we all will be. And Walmart, I think last week, without a lot of fanfare they really deserve to get, may have taken a gigantic leap forward into this era with their investment in Echo. Stay well and stay tuned on this one, folks. The interactive TV era may be ready to get the green light. On Friday's episode, we did an up segment about one of our listeners who tuned in on Wednesday. We had Mark Berman, the editor-in-chief of the Plumbing Insider. And in the kind of conversation we talked about Law and Order Special Victims Unit, now its 20th year, Mark had made note of the fact that it is the longest-running primetime program or dramatic program in the history of television. And that caught the attention of one of our listeners from down south who gave both of us suggesting, no, that's not the case. That the longest-running daytime program, or longest-running program, dramatic program in TV history, is actually a daytime program, The Guiding Light. And I mentioned on Friday that there may have been a little bit of context missing, that we gave it to the, you know, we sort of assumed that what we were talking about was primetime programming. Apparently that was not the case with this listener. And I did promise I would get back to you, our audience, about what is the longest-running daytime drama program in terms of number of episodes and years. So I'm happy to tell you we got the results, because we did have some questions about it. And here's the way it stands. In the number three spot in terms of longest-running daytime drama programs, number three is Days of Our Lives on NBC, which today marked its 13,447th episode. The series premiered in 1965. It's been running for 53 years straight, without a break. In the number two position is another current show. It's ABC's General Hospital, which premiered on April 1st of 1963. And currently, that series has over 14,100 episodes. And finally, number one, just as that listener said, The Guiding Light, which has been on the air on television, get this, for 57 years. It stopped in 2009 when Let's Make a Deal with Wayne Brady took over the 10 a.m. time slot it had. It ended up with 15,762 episodes, and that does not include the episodes on radio, where it ran for quite a long time, for about 20 years before it started on television in the early 1950s, 1952. So, yes, our listener was correct. When it comes to daytime television, the longest-running daytime dramatic series is The Guiding Light, which is no longer around and was, for all of its run, presented on CBS. So thank you to our wonderful listener from down south for alerting us to that. And again, we'll make it very clear when it comes to primetime television, in terms of seasons, right now it's a three-way tie for longest running in the area of original scripted drama. Gunsmoke, Law & Order, Law & Special Victims Unit with 20 seasons each. Next year, L&O, SVU expected to go into season record breaker number 21. When it comes to original television episodes, in terms of animated programming, The Simpsons has it by far with over 700 episodes, and I believe Gunsmoke still has the record in terms of original drama scripted live-action episodes with over 630. And if anybody has any information about this to clarify, please email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com, and we'll get that information to you on the air. Again, I want to thank our guests for today, Selena Warren and Marissa Reed from Foursome, available on YouTube Premium. Fourth season begins October 24th, that is a week from Wednesday. For more details online, youtube.com/premium. Again, our next episode live will be this Friday. Remember, it'll be on an hour later than normal, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, with, among my guests, Greg Garcia, the creator of the guest book, going into season 2 a week from tomorrow on TBS. And then coming up next week, 3 episodes, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and on our Wednesday episode, we will have, among others, Tamara Tooney, the longtime co-star of Law & Order Special Victims Unit and the star of the recent BET original movie, Her Only Choice. That's Tamara Tooney, live from Pittsburgh, exclusively next Wednesday, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. If you came in late on today's program, or if you want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage. It's available anytime for you. We have all of our Blog Talk Radio episodes going back to 2009 on that page. So check them out. You will be really surprised, I think, at the range of people we've had on this show throughout most of our 12-year history, available on our homepage. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. And then you can check us out in podcast form at iTunes.com, the Apple TV podcast app, the Spreaker podcast app, and the iHeartRadio podcast network. On the latter, go to www.iHeartRadio.com, put Tomorrow Will Be Televised in the search bar, click, and you have us right there. That's, again, on podcast, it's iTunes, Apple TV's iTunes podcast app, Spreaker's podcast app, and the iHeartRadio podcast network. And on Apple TV, if you're on Apple TV, go to an Apple store near you or order it online. Remember, I also cover the world of television for Media Village, the popular media analysis and commentary website. Got a couple of new stories out this week, one dealing with the Hispanic TV Summit that was held recently here in New York, and the other on some of the activity at Advertising Week 2 weeks ago. Check that out at www.mediavillage.com. Also check out wonderful commentary by the likes of Ed Martin, Jack Myers, E.B. Moss, Charlotte Weiser, all sorts of wonderful people, some who have been on this program over the years. That's MediaVillage.com, the best in terms of media analysis and commentary. As always, we love hearing from you. What do you think about today's program? What do you think about Walmart getting very big involved with television, especially interactive TV, with their investment and their work with Echo? I'd love to hear from you. What do you think about artificial intelligence, by the way? Are you using smart TV sets and devices that have artificial intelligence features? If so, what are you using it for? I'd like to hear that, too. We'll share it with our audience. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. And don't forget to include your name and your full mailing address. So if you use your email on the air, we give you the credit. Don't forget, you can also email me regarding our regular feature, Show to Know. Is there a TV show or project that you think deserves more attention than it's getting? Let me know, and if we give it the attention, you, that's right, you, get the credit. But we need to hear from you, so email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. And as always, you can find me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, at UBC Simon TWBT. This is UBC Simon TWBT. We will be posting throughout the week developments from Diversity Week and developments from IFCOM in terms of new series, scripted and unscripted, that will make their way to U.S. television. So check that out. We'll have those notes to you throughout the week. Again, we love hearing from you. By the way, if you email me, I do return emails in 24 hours. That's my mandate, because we really love to hear from you. Why? Because what you say matters. So give it a go. You never know. We may give you more than you bargained for. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, and the IR Radio Podcast Network. Our production associate at Blog Talk Radio is Candace Williams. Andy Till is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Todberg, executive content producer. The co-founders of BTR are Alan Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow We Televise was brought to you today by Audible.com, the power and development partner of the annual New York Television Festival, and an Amazon company. Remember, Audible will transform the way you hear the world. For a free audiobook and 1 month trial, audibletrial.com/televise. For Tomorrow We Televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a great rest of your Monday and your week. We'll be back with you on Friday. Don't forget, 1 hour later than normal, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, with Greg Garcia of the guest, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio Speaker and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Again, whatever you're doing this week, please make it safe and make it great, and keep the thoughts for all the people that are dealing still with the aftermath of Hurricane Michael down in Florida, Georgia, and other parts of the South. And please keep a thought also for all the first responders that are doing a humongous job to get those cities impacted back on track. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.